You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Dad!
Hi!
Hi.
Don't you love it when the trash takes itself out?
It doesn't happen often enough. Take your trashy ass out.
You'll take yourself out eventually.
Eventually I'll leave. Yes. Hi. I've got to leave.
How are you, Mr. Ginger?
I am ginger-tastic.
Are you? I have heard.
How are you, Skinger?
I had an uninvited guest the other day. Unfortunately, he wasn't even a trick, so that I couldn't just get rid of him. I kept saying, leave, girl, leave. And he's just like, oh, you're so funny.
See, Matthew's that guy. So if you're ever in Sacramento.
Oh, God.
And you need a place to haunt. Have I got a place for you?
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. Is like, other people, I could be all like, bitch, I'm serious. Get out. I will call Ouija and he will throw you out. But this one,
the bouncer will take you now.
Oh, your daddy would be mad at me if I was mean to you, I think. Anyway. Hello, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Ears, the podcast that tells you everything you ever needed to know about gay sex.
And everything you still do not want to know. And there's plenty of it.
There's plenty of it, but we're going to dive in. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the most destructive destroyer of distended holes. In Holandia.
That's correct. You sure are. Well, a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on X, Instagram, and Blue Sky.
Welcome to our listeners in Iceland and France.
No, France. He doesn't understand the double dots.
The double dots.
Later. Later, bitch.
Well, guess what? So next time, we're still going to love you in Iceland and France.
That's true. We are. Parlez-vous von avec moi, Fushu? Anyway, I don't know.
Creole Lady Marmalade.
God, no. I only know a couple of French things, and that's just because they were...
He knows just wee-wee.
They were in Corey Hart songs. You like the wee-wee. You like the wee-wee in your woo-woo.
Wee-wee.
Patreon offers... listeners a way to support creators like us and receive awards not open to general public, like dirty audio clips, Patreon only videos, vintage podcast archive access, which is being transferred, by the way, from the hosting, so be patient if you're looking for it. We'll fix you up.
Sorry, you're saying right now that they have no access to the classics?
That's true.
And they have no access to the latest?
No, the latest is all there. That's fixed, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, the vintage archive... Oh, wait a minute. No, actually, that might be up and just fine with the new hosting fixed. Okay, you know what? I'm probably wrong. It's probably there and fine, so...
You know, check it out. Find it.
Well, I'll
rub
it
in his face. Rub it all in his face.
Yeah, we don't.
Because if it's not all in your face, it doesn't belong in this place.
Well, that's a little backward, but close enough.
You know what? Just taking your face, bitch.
Anyway.
There we go.
So, videos, photos, and everything else you can think of, kind of both of us over on Patreon, where you can become a member, a patron of the show for as little as a dollar
Patreon.
A month. Yes, just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
Patreon. We want to thank our current Patreon and welcome our newest Patreon, Alex.
Yay.
Which Alex is it?
A very cool Alex.
It's not Vader Bomb Alex, is it?
I don't know, actually. I don't think so, but could be.
Okay.
I'll have to show you the...
Yeah, you'll have to show me it all. You'll show me everything.
Yeah. Okay, but at the $10 level, don't forget that you can get 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio from either one of us. Also, a reminder that the $10 level patrons, Alex, need to make sure that you respond to our message on Patreon.
Yeah, let me tell you, because what happens is, beating off, I will record stuff. So let me know if you want anything special recorded. If you need it role played, or you just want to like talk, I'm right there with my cock.
That's right, Alex. He is. And did that part. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you to the patrons who interact with us on the Patreon site, including Brian and John.
Yeah.
We try to post about 3 times a week, at least.
Yeah, we do. And...
Do you need me to read the next one, too?
No.
Something wrong with your glasses?
Are you done?
Am I done? I'm done.
So I was also going to say that they get free... our $10 level, like, as soon as you join...
You get my soiled underwear.
You get... Ew. You know, people think that's sexy, but I've seen it. No.
No, for the back, it's fine. It's from the front where, you know, little drizzle, whizzle.
A little.
That'd be funny if you got a pair and it was just like covered in whiz. You're like, what the fuck?
No, there are times when he takes it off and it just stands up on the floor. No, kidding. Anyway, but no, you get a free copy of the Christopher Wyatt College Years collection via PDF. You get that automatically.
And so
like,
what is that, for those that don't know?
It's a book.
There you go. See? You need to say book.
Well, I was going to say also, we have, we did actually do all that. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
I tell you.
Thanks.
Folks.
You're confusing me. I swear your ADHD is catching.
It is rough this weekend.
All right. We have hopefully fixed all of our hosting issues, which we mentioned. And thank you all for bearing with us. And a special shout out to Bait World, who reached out to us about a broken link. We really appreciate that.
I love Bait World. I really do. Actually, if you haven't joined Bait World, please do. Bait World has got all kinds of really cool shit.
Really
We talk about, you know, some really awesome people and really awesome businesses. Bait World really is a really cool place.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy baiting your penis, and if you listen to us, 90% chance you really love to goon your dick. Then, yeah, please, head on over to Bait World. Make yourself, I'm on there. Look me up.
Hello.
Oh, I'm on Bait World.
Oh.
Yeah, I really wish I could use it more. I really wish I'd use it more often.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd go into, you know, all those fun little side places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm known for my side places, baby. I'm known for sliding that right up into those side places.
Uh-huh.
I love Bait World. I really need to, like, take more time and, like, really... dig in.
It's super, super cool.
Really need to
and
lube up.
We got some stuff coming up about them later
awesome.
As well. Okay. Just trying to run through some business stuff here. Don't forget to check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine over at desertheatmag.com. It is a free magazine. It's a free magazine. I mean, come on. Of the hot dick. Well, go get it. And then, of course, check out the hottest sex on X with Ryan Landers, XXX, Milking Coach, and, of course, Randy Morgan X, formerly known as Taylor Imagined. He has rebranded himself.
As what?
As Randy Morgan X. And I love it. Absolutely love it. It's really
okay. Hot. That's going to be really weird.
Because, you know, when you're like, Taylor Imagined, I'm thinking rainbows. And butterflies. And when he's like Randy Morgan X, I'm like, that's a Randy Orgen Morgan.
Well, and that too. So, I mean, you know, go over and check him out. And also, you know, go back to the Desert Heat to beat your meat. So
that's true. And?
Oh, it's my favorite people.
I know.
I do love them, so.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fond of them myself.
At Baterbaum. BaterBalm. At Baterbaum. They are empowering men to take care of business, one penis at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are awesome. Alec is he is pretty amazing. He
totally amazing.
Runs his business with his partner, mm-hmm. and they do an amazing job. So, you know, reach out and lube up.
Yeah, literally. All right, Patreon and Shadows. So,
say that one more time.
Oh, did I say Patreon?
You said Patreon and Shadows.
It might as well
I'm
be.
I'm like,
lately.
Is that a new thing?
Sorry, I need to, like, I had a lot of caffeine right now. I need to kind of calm down a little bit. Okay. But, okay, so Purity and Shadows is a new novella by Chota Akate, who's a good friend of the show. And we have actually read an incarnation of Purity and Shadows a long time ago on the show. But this is an updated, has like 5,000 words added onto it. It has a lot of new, kind of updated, modern concepts and things like that added to it. It is basically about a witch who is in love with the devil and wants all of his attention. And so he goes and finds his one of his former lovers, which is an angel, and clips his wing, brings him as a gift, and a giant supernatural orgy happens. So it is available on Amazon and Smashwords and other places as, I guess, it gets published. But Chota has given us a PDF copy of it for our members from the $5 level, or if you've been a member for at least a year, we will just be dropping a link into your messages so you can download a PDF copy of the book.
Yeah, so after these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Anyway.
Check your messages.
So I thought that was pretty fucking awesome.
It is. It's very sweet of him, considering yeah. he's a fucking whore.
See, I actually was considering that maybe people that qualified, patrons that qualified and wanted it, needed to contact us, because there is some dubcon and noncon in it. So, I know terminology.
I'm rolling
That's
my
okay.
eyes because I'm like, oh God, what's the new terminology?
Non-consensual and dubious consent.
Dubious consent.
So okay. Basically, you know, like forced sex play. Yeah. So anyway, but that's in the book.
So if you can be triggered,
yeah.
do not.
And there are trigger warnings on the thing. So if that's not your thing and you have a copy of down, just don't download it. John yes. wants us to talk about rimming.
Okay. Well, I can talk about rimming.
Let's talk about rim, baby. Maybe.
So let's talk about rimming. So rimming is the act of your eating out an ass.
Eating? I thought it was just a lot of licking and sucking.
Well, I mean, when you eat out a pussy, don't they call it eating out?
Yes,
so you eat out an ass the same way. You're not decisions. Like you're not biting it. You're not. You are,
nom, nom, nom. I thought it was a peach.
So, okay. Did you want to talk about rimming?
Yeah, please. Okay. Go for it.
I'm like...
I'm just giving you a little shit. God.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, if we're going to talk about this, we need to talk about this professionally. Be professional for 1 minute.
Okay. So, I...
Yes.
...remember the first time that I actually rimmed somebody.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, did it. Not just, like, a little, like... a little tickle of the tongue, but like really got down there. There was this guy. He was this hot Latinx guy, and we had been trying to hook up forever. We finally got together, and he was probably like half my size, very kind of slight. And I told him, and he's like, "Is there anything that you want to do?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd love for you to sit on my face while I jack off." And he's like, "Okay." And that was my first like experience with that. And I got totally into it. Oh my God. I was so into it. And if I really connect with a guy, I love to give a really good rim job.
If I know somebody is really clean, I will rim him.
Well, and that is a definite plus for me too. Cause if I,
and this is a reminder, guys.
If you see a hair out of place, I'm like, no.
Well, I don't mind eating a hairy ass. I really don't. I love a hairy ass. But
well, yeah, but it has to be combed well.
Oh, my goodness. but Anyways, just remember to, you know, keep yourself very clean. So nobody wants a dirty ass. And yeah, about time you think you're clean, do it again. So, you know, do it again. And, you know, and probably best to, like, do it before you shower. So that way, there's, like, there you're getting no toilet paper residue. You're not getting, you know,
dingleberries.
You're not getting, you know, anything quite like that. So, I mean, and but you're guaranteed that your insides are clean and your outsides are clean. So it's kind of like when you clean a house. You should always start from the top.
Right.
And head on down to the bottom.
And even if somebody like is all like, oh, I really want you to go work out and then I want to eat out your sweaty ass. Okay, but clean out and clean yourself before you go work out.
So Amen.
It's just the polite thing to do.
You're getting
So.
Yeah, you're not getting anything additional. Yeah. You're just getting the musk.
Because there was one guy that I was really into, like really super into, and we were a few beers gone. And going at it in the theater on the couch, and he just wanted me to eat his ass so bad. And I did until I started sticking a finger in a little bit, and there was a shipping port. And I said, okay, we're done with that.
He was a quart low.
So, no, I think he was tanked off.
So, and a reminder, too, that we're coming from a place on this topic where we like a clean butt. Now, there are people who have different desires and different needs and no kink shaming. So when we are speaking of this, we're just talking about we are people that really enjoy a nice, clean, washed out
butt. I mean, we're talking about our general best practice.
This is this is not to alienate or to make anybody feel dirty, that likes something a little heavier, maybe a little more German. So, So, I mean, I love a musky butt, but it better be a clean butt.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely. So, anyway, but yeah, it's basically just going down on it and, you know, licking it out and giving him some pleasure. And I do enjoy when it's a great ass.
Yeah, I'm not a big cocksucker, but I am a, I'll have poppers and then eat you out like it's nobody's business. And I do have a fat white tongue, so you're usually going to be screaming.
Let me tell you, there are women who are really jealous that, you know, you're gay.
Because I remember in high school, they used to be like, oh my God, look at that coverage. And I thought, what? And then they told me about on my vagina. I'm like,
Sorry, my tongue is like toilet paper. No, anyway. Disgusting. All right, sweet. we'll talk about that one on another show. All right. Hey, question from Buck Harder on X. He had asked, is boot blacking a form of sex work? Some say yes, some say no. The intimate nature of this service and rhetoric gear lead me to think it could be. At the same time, how boot blacking on its own is not. What do you think? And he asked this as a general X topic, and I thought it was really interesting because we've been around some boot blackers. In fact, we've had our Sacramento Valley leather bar had a boot blacking title. So, I think it's as sexual as you want it to be. It depends on what somebody's fetish is, if they're really into being serviced that way or being or servicing someone, cleaning their boots, spitting on them, licking them, which, you know, really don't do too much because it'll ruin the leather. But what do you think? Are you, you look a little perplexed, so.
I don't know enough about this topic to really lend any kind of subject to it. I mean, I've seen boot blacks. I've had my shoes shined by a boot black. I don't know enough about how extreme it can get. You know, I've only had them, like, you know, rub around on my dick while I was in my pants. So I don't, from what little exposure I've had, I don't see it as sex work. But, you know, I'm sure there's other levels that I have not been exposed to, so I can't really speak to it.
Yeah, I think the act itself in the general sense, no, but you can take it there, definitely. As you can take most anything.
Well, it's like a massage. I mean, so can you say a massage is, you know, is a sex work?
if it goes.
And that's what I'm saying is that a boot black could either be as simple and as vanilla as, you know, just cleaning
your
shoes.
Yeah.
To where you're getting sucked off at the end of it, you know, or middle of it, or, you know, who knows. But
or jerking off while it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, all that can be. So, I mean, boot blacking. I mean, but there needs to be more information.
As an absolute general sense, if they're just polishing your shoes, that is not a sex work.
No.
That's not a sex work. So,
All right.
Okay. Hey, there's a new Jordy song out called Second Minute Hour. It's very good.
Huh.
A little bit sexual. He's totally gay. Like he's got a lot of really good work.
The title's confusing, but
I will have to look it up. Basically, like second minute hour.
Second
come
minute
on,
hour.
Meet me in the shower.
Second minute.
Fuck me
hour.
Raw. Do me.
God,
hard.
Oh, that's hurting my head. Second minute hour.
Second minute hour.
Second,
I'll play
hour.
The song for you later. And
well, no, I hope you don't actually, because that there's certain things that will mess up my mind, and I think second minute hour would mess up my mind because I'm like second minute and then hour.
No,
what is that?
Second comma minute comma hour, like a second. You know, love me for a second minute. Hour.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, grammar matters, and.
There so does Gramper.
So
don't leave
there's
him
no,
out.
There's no. Wait, he has this in the notes. It says second minute hour, as if it's one term.
Yes, because it's just a note.
Okay, because I'm like second minute hour. How do you have a second minute? And what does that have to do with an hour? So
I
it's second
love that you
comma
are so
minute
pretty.
Comma
you are such a pretty,
hour.
Pretty man.
So
yeah, no. When you see the song, you'll or hear the song and see the video, you'll know.
Okay,
won't be confusing at all.
All
right. Hey, you know what?
What?
The season 3 bait off, sponsored by Baiter Bomb for Bait World, is coming up, and they're gonna have five super sexy contestants competing for the 2024 Master Baiter.
Oh, and you guys really should look out. They have a commercial. It's really pretty awesome.
It is.
And it shows all five contestants. And they're all really great contestants. I've seen a little bit more information on them regarding their participation in this grand event.
Which will be hosted by Colby Jacks.
And everybody loves Colby Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Colby Jacks is a former winner.
Yes.
In the Masturbatories.
Yep.
So I say with this, you just call it the Masturbatories. It'll just be like the Olympics, the Masturbatories.
It could be. Remember to vote. Oh, you can vote each week starting May 1st. But for the full intro video, go over to baitworld.com/baitoff. And it'll just pop right up and you can see the cool video.
Get your bait on.
So, in the news.
Yeah?
Idaho. Utah, Idaho, has now joined Texas in having a law that requires porn sites to ensure that anyone that views them are at least 18 years old, and now keep in mind this are within their states, they want them to display a health warning that porn, quote, impairs human brain development. Rather than comply, Pornhub basically pulled all their services to the states. And then last year, Texas Governor Greg Asshat signed into law a bill requiring companies that offer sexual material harmful to minors to verify proof of age by making them enter information from a government-issued ID or using a third-party system that uses public and private data such as employment, education, and mortgage information to verify the age. And it required porn sites to display a controversial pseudoscientific health warning, quote-unquote health warning, which the law's opponents called... Anyway, so the health warning... We'll skip that. The health warning, health warning said...
Oh, yeah.
Texas Health and Human Services warning. Pornography increases the demand for prostitution, child exploitation, and child pornography.
Oh, my God.
While the Fifth Circuit upheld the age verification portion of the law, it struck down the health warning requirement, ruling that it was unconstitutionally compelled plaintiff's speech.
Hmm.
It. So.
So they're not putting that warning up.
No, the court said no because you're basically making them say something that may not be true.
Well, and what scares me about this, though,
mm-hmm.
is now they know that Joe Bob in the middle of Texas prefers gay porn over straight porn. So Joe Bob could be singled out and, you know, so
well, I mean, not to
if
mention,
the tides
yeah.
turn against us,
yeah,
those of us that are gay and bisexual.
We're fucked.
Then, you know, I mean, things like this are, you know, documented and they're held out separately. Now, personally, I would say, fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm.
And, you know, I would just go ahead and, you know, because my name's already on a list. If they ever come to get us, Hitler, I'm already, you know, the train will be knocking at my door.
I was just going to say, so. we're pretty been out there for 30-something years. So
yep.
We're fucked. Oof. But,
not fucked enough.
So, there's, oh, and by the way, if y'all are in Texas or Idaho or whatever, and basically Pornhub and stuff like that, you can't get it.
Come to my house.
Here's a little
hack. We'll watch together.
Here's a hack.
Oh,
just take it with a grain of salt. The Opera browser, you can, has like a free built-in VPN, I believe. That is what I was told. And all you have to do is just go have an Opera browser. Turn that on, point it to some other, and you can see all the porn you need. So, but thing is, it's like, it's good to have the age verification, but at the same time, that is fucking over the top crazy. And that's just a way to track you and know more about, you know.
Yeah. Now they can watch where everywhere you're going.
Single you out, bish.
It's terrible.
All right. So we do have some listener feedback.
Uh-oh.
Hot Text says, "Hello, sirs. Just found your podcast. This is a sub in Reno, Nevada, looking to be used, humiliated, exploited, whatever you, sirs, whatever you want, sirs." So, and
oh,
yeah.
You know, I got family in Reno. I might have to make a visit. I might have to make a visit to family, and I might have to make a visit to a hot sub.
That's right.
I'm not talking about Togos.
Oh, I had Togos yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting done with ordering out. The prices on shit are too high. We ordered two sandwiches and a Coke, and because of the delivery fees and everything, it came to $50.
Oh, I know. You know, amen.
I was like, if it wasn't...
Last time I was sick, I did that.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, you know what you need? You really need to get, like, pho. And so I was like, oh, okay, I'll order pho. And I swear to God, it was $50 by the time I was like,
yeah.
I was like, really? For soup? You know?
Yeah.
And it came in all parts. I'm like, oh, God, I got to make it too. You mm-hmm. know? Because it came in like, you know, here's the dry ingredients. Here's the wet ingredients. Here's the middle ingredients. Here's this. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I have to make it myself for $50. And yeah, I would never sign on for that. But I was just too sick to go to the grocery store. And I didn't want to, you know, expose anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I did it that way. But good Lord, that was expensive.
Yep.
And the things you do when you're feverish, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, we weren't even feverish. We were just like, you know what? We
just vanished.
Just done with it because it was one of those days.
One of those gays.
Yeah. Okay. So on Patreon, John says, "I still think Ouija shaves. Show me a close-up titty."
Close-up titty. Oh, I'd have to stand in the sun. So what I'll do is I'll get in the sun. I'll take a picture from the sun angle.
Right. Now, we've actually posted a photo of kind of like that on Patreon like a while back. Right. But if you want to do another, please do. Because, people don't really get how hairy you really are.
Well, yeah. Because it's blonde and red in some places, it's just not seen. Right. So, yeah, I used to do theater and I used to get accused of, like, you know, shaving.
Yeah.
But,
then you'd turn sideways, the light would hit you, and everybody'd be like, oh my God, I'm blind.
Exactly. It looks like a fuzzy peach from the fridge that's been in there way too long.
Well, you're not that bad.
Exactly. They're like, what an old peach.
we've seen a few of those. All right. So, thank you for, writing that in, John.
John.
Right. So I've been talking on this, and I know listeners want to hear you, you take this one.
All right. Posted on Patreon. We were just wondering With such a large number of professional and amateur adult performers out there these days, what are some of your current favorites?
And then,
studios? Oops.
Go ahead.
Studios to OnlyFans, it's all good. Ryan Landers replied, well, obviously my favorite performer is Ryan Landers. Ryan, way to be humble, sweetie.
Hey, he's telling the truth.
No, I mean, hell, I mean,
If Ouija did it, he'd fuck himself.
I saw myself the other day. Hell, this morning I was like, hey, I wonder what that looks like from that angle. So then I took a picture of myself. I'm like, oh, because I saw something on the X. I was like, what do I look like from that angle?
Hmm.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I saw my butt just right. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fuck that ass. I'm like, that's my ass, dumbass.
Oh.
You're so stupid. So I'm also Sir Peter's biggest fan. On the studio side and really digging Heath Halo right now.
Mm.
He's even sexier in person. Sean Xavier has an amazing cock. I've had in deep in me. And
nice.
An amazing body, and he's one of the hardest working guys in the biz. I haven't with Brody Fox yet, but I really want to. On the amateur side, I really admire Steve Ricks. He started on Chatterbait, like me, so he's already kind of been a role model to me. He constantly is putting on content. It's always hot.
Mm.
I should also mention someone I love baiting with on Chatterbait, too. It's Lance Hardwood. Gets my cock hard.
I follow him, too. I followed him for a while.
Lance
Hardwood. That's just like one of those perfect porn names.
Ah. Yeah. So, Yeah, I was just trying to figure out if I was to pull up a list. But we will, in future shows, go over OnlyFans.
Yeah, we'll talk about
about OnlyFans stuff.
All right. So let's do Thirst Wreck here. I didn't remember if we did this guy last time.
I don't believe so.
Okay. So this one was yours, of course.
That one's mine?
I thought so. Your hottie dad?
He's hot as fuck, but I don't recall ever seeing
him. Well, I thought you followed him on Insta and stuff.
This is absolutely not familiar.
Okay.
So we're giving you a Thirst Wreck. I have no clue. But here we are. He is damn hot. Your hottie dad in dad's Insta. So
yeah.
You know your hottie HOTTY dad's DADS Insta. So
your son's favorite dad. My OnlyFans and Twitter are way better. Your thought T dad. Okay.
Your thoughty dad.
Huh.
Huh, okay, well, one's your hottie dad and one's your thoughty dad.
I could have sworn this was your...
No, I've never seen this man.
Well,
he's gorgeous.
You're going to from now on, right?
I better be seeing him in my bed, bitch. So.
And he's also
get
an
in
ex.
Get in my bed.
He's also an ex at your hottie dad.
Your hottie dad. And your thoughty dad, apparently, somewhere.
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah, no, he's a great-looking guy.
Yeah.
Older, mature guy.
He looks kind of like a Magnum P.I.'s brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now he's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Here's another one that we got. It's at Brock Titus, BROCKTIDUS.
Not Titus, like he's got an inflammation.
Like Titus.
It's like Titus.
He's a gamer, a lifter, and an outdoor explorer in Seattle, Washington. And,
he is very hot.
Actually, interestingly enough, this part reminds me of you a bit. Because he's kind of got that, you know, like, kind of look.
Buffet.
Yeah.
Buffet.
He's got nipple piercings and a beautiful cock. And I love his tat. He's got a really nice tat.
He's got a tat and a hat, baby.
Well, I guess it's more of a sleeve, arm sleeve.
It is a sleeve, yeah.
Sleeve, yeah. But I watched some of his videos and
his solo action
on X, and he's just really fun. So we do have a couple more, but do we have time? Yeah, we'll throw them out there if it's cool with you, Ouija.
I guess.
All right. So Playgirl is back. Iconic, bold, timeless, established 1973, official account for the first publication for women to focus on men. But you know, we all all the men watched and got it too. Anyway, their new site launched on March 2024, and just go to playgirl.com. But yeah, so
it's how I guaranteed that I was actually gay growing up. My when my parents would leave, my brother would run and go grab my dad's Playboy magazines, and I came across a bunch of Playgirls that my mom had, and Eric would run it first, and he'd grab dad's Playboys and run off to his bedroom, and then I would sneak in and grab the Playgirls and run back to my bedroom. So yeah,
I remember the first time I ever saw one of those. I was probably 11.
Yeah,
11 or 12, somewhere in there. Probably 12. Anyway, but yeah, I found it in the drawer of my aunt's, and I took that into the bathroom and had a bath and made sure not to drop it in there. But I wasn't, I wasn't jerking off yet or anything like that. But I sure liked to look because it was men for me all the way. I was like, how can they have this? It's amazing. And then she came home early, and I was like, oh shit, how do I sneak this back into the dresser?
Yeah, that happened to me once with my uncle's penthouse. So he had penthouse, which penthouse, for those of you who don't know, penthouse would show men as well as, you know, women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they would, like, show, like, the dick poised right outside the vagina. Right. I don't think at that time they couldn't really show penetration. So they would always show, like, the dick near the mouth, near the vagina.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was, like, these hot guys. And for some reason, you know, penthouse knew. You know, but like classic straight porn, if you don't know, if you're from the younger generation, classic straight porn had just not too attractive straight men banging these girls. You know what I mean? Now, you know, I can't say that always because there was some hot men.
Oh, there were.
But they were more like, I mean, they were still, even at that time, they were more like your you know, the cute, kind of cute guy down the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they weren't like buff and they weren't, you know, they were, you know, they might've been slender, but they weren't like, you know, ripped.
Right.
So yeah, so there was a lot of that, but, your penthouse was a little bit more, I don't know. I'd almost say it was like the bisexual magazine. Cause you, I mean, you got tits, pussy, you got, you know, dick, you know, you got it all. So my uncle had the penthouse, which the penthouse was like hot. And that just kind of reinforced that I was not interested in women at all.
Right.
Because all I would ever look at was the men.
Yeah.
So, and I would, you know, like, you know, even now I'm just like, what does a vagina really look like? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, but I was, you know, jacking off to his stuff, and he did come home, you know, several times when I was there, because he was really into rodeo, and he wanted to be a big rodeo star. So there was a lot of times I was at his place, his trailer, yeah. So when he came home early, I'd have to throw the porn underneath the bath mat, and then wait until he got distracted so I could put it back into the side room, dresser, and I'd be like, oh shit, you know. And then there'd be like a mad dash to like see how busy he was with his horses or whatnot. Then I'd run back in, grab it from underneath the bath mat, and then, you know, shove it into the dresser in the other room.
Yeah, I had a few of those, or shoving it down my pants and hoping nobody would notice. But
you're like, why a big cock you got there?
Well, I didn't roll it up.
You didn't roll it up?
But I remember Penthouse, but I remember Hustler.
Oh,
And Hustler was disgusting. Because that was like the full on, like, let's open it up and see what's in it. And the guy, they didn't have really guys in that one. It was all like the, you know, the back teeth of the women from the bottom. That was also where I had to have been like 6 or 7, and my father had one in the hamper in the bathroom. And so I found it, and I was looking through it. I'm a kid. I actually wasn't paying attention to the women or anything like that. But unfortunately, the things that I did see that kind of scarred me for life was an ad with a guy blowing his brains out. And then a guy like throwing up. I know. Like, I'm like looking. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm a kid. So, you know, kids are just more interested in, what is that? Why would you do that? You know, but I still remember. It's so gross.
I kind of kick myself now.
Uh-oh.
Because when I was a kid, one of the ads I had found a magazine that was it was straight porn, but in the back it said, "Are you looking for the finest lads?"
And I'm
like, I thought lads meant ladies just because of this gotcha. This magazine. I was like, oh, damn it. But it looked like a guy sucking off another guy. I'm like, that looks like two guys, though.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, well, but so, and I was so confused. And I was like, oh, God. You know, I wish. And this was before I knew that there was gay porn. You know what I mean? This is before I knew about, you know, gays having their own porn. And I was like, damn, I wish there was, you know. Why is there not, you know, I can't be the only one, you know? And I really wish I would have, like, paid more attention and realized that lads meant, like, the European use of the word, you know, young man.
Hello, young lad.
And I didn't know enough about, you know, European culture, you know what I mean, to know what lads meant.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of funny, growing up here in the country, you know? So, so I really wish I would have known, but then I would have had, like, something mailed to the house and... God knows my mom was so goddamn nosy.
That,
you know, she would have.
See, that's what I had. I was so careful with that because I told you, like, at 15, I got my first magazine, right? And then there were times I saved and saved and saved just to get some, like, knockoff, like, you know, the porn magazines that they'd be like 99 cents. And it would be like some photocopied. Like 50s, you know, pictures from the 50s.
Yep.
But there were so when Blondes Did It Do It Best, I was able to get a, that and, I forget the other one. It was one of the the videos where they were mining. It was like an old timey one. You would know it. Yeah.
Gold Rush days or something. Gold Rush
They back then they would not only have the videos, but they would have like the full color gloss magazines each of those ones. Well, I got those two. And I remember like I was so thankful that I was able to get it and you know, take it in the bathroom as soon as I could.
Yeah.
But I remember the smell of it and the smell of the ink will still turn me on, or at least I'm like, oh, I know that smell. It was like my first, because there was no way I was going to watch a video back then. I don't even think videos really fully existed yet.
Not like that. You would have had to find an 8mm or some shit like that.
Yeah, because like we were... It was still like a year away from us starting to rent VCRs for the first time and figure out that they don't hook up to radios. No, and anyway, I just remember it was the best fucking thing. And I jerked off to those fucking things every single day for just years. And then, of course... You know, as time goes on and you have other material and shit like that, they ended up, you know, you're like, oh... I don't need these anymore. I'll keep the pictures that I want, and then they get torn up, and then, but...
Well, my problem is I would get them so stuck together.
Oh, there was from, that, too.
From being a young, youthful lad.
Yeah.
You know,
Come on your magazine.
I know, and I always tried not to, but every now and then, when you're young, sometimes those things are like sprinklers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they go to town. So, I mean, yeah, they're... So, the ones I still actually have... I have a box in my closet of magazines from way back when.
No.
I haven't opened that damn box in forever.
You should see if you have any of the Advocate classifieds.
Oh, I know I do.
Because there were three Advocate classifieds. Two of them I had advice letters from Pat Khalifa in. And one of them I had a story. It was called Oxford Tales. I was like 24, I think, and Fred Goss, who was the name of the guy, the editor at the time, printed my story. So,
It should have just been called Oxtails, and it was just about like dirty Southern boys eating oxtails and sucking each other up.
You know who Kent is, the artist?
Yeah.
Kent?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that illustrated that story. And I have like one copy of the magazine, and I've tried to find other copies just to have like a backup copy of it. never been able to find that issue.
Oh, see, I need to, because I did keep a bunch of those.
Yeah.
But it depended on the, of course, the men that were in it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, if there were men that were right up my alley, then hell yeah, but...
I'll have to find out what the exact issue is, and then I'll have to put it out to our listeners. Hey, of course, most of our listeners are probably like, what? Magazine?
Well, what is that?
Please.
Yep. So, like, I've never seen one of those. But hey, if you want to, we're going to create a museum of classic porn. That would be a pretty awesome thing.
That would really be fucking
awesome. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Just like, you know, classic
magazines.
Like
an actual porn museum. And, you know, I actually liked a lot of the straight porn from, like, the early 80s when I got to see it, like, later on, of course, you know. But because it had storylines.
Oh.
And there were parts of it that were fucking hilarious. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, no, there was a big thing for comedic. I mean, hell, I mean, even my first porn that I actually, gay porn that I saw was Batman and Throbin.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that one is classic. That one is still near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Because it was the first, because I had some friends that, I mean, hell, I was 16, and they were not 16.
Right.
And, they were a little bit older. Uh-huh. Friend of mine was 18, and then his partner was like 30 something. So he liked him young. But yeah, they had a dinner party once, and that was what they were playing behind them. They were trying to be kind of douchey, faux, you know, bougie about it.
Yeah.
So they kind of had, like, you know, porn going on in the background, and it was Batman and Throbin, and they're just like, can you eat your dinner? I'm like, the hell I can.
You got porn.
Uh-huh. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, until they got to like the weird.
Oh yeah,
they had like a weird scene, moment.
There was a scene in there that even I was like, what is this? But yeah, that's one of those movies that like I bought through Bijou after saving up like so fucking long for it. And then like I was able to get a discount where you could get like maybe three movies for a discount. And I think that was one of them. And I was just like, you're always with that. You're always like, oh God, please let it be good. I don't want to waste $30.
Oh, amen. Yeah. And back then,
shit.
People, porn was not cheap.
No.
Porn was horrifyingly expensive. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't even like they were paying their performers.
Mm.
You know, it was just the cost of like trying to do this under the wire, trying to do this under, you know, without too much, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying to kind of hide to do it. You know what I mean?
Because
there still was, like, a lot of, like, bad press and, you know, doing porn for not just the actors, but also directors and the movie companies and all that fun stuff. So, yes. I mean, everything was very, very expensive because they knew damn well, too, they got you over a barrel. You know? That your balls are so ready to go.
If you want to see this shit, you're going to pay through the...
Yep.
No.
I still have that.
Ass.
I still have that problem because I just got... Oh, which one was it? Eric Videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to get you the.
Okay.
I'll have to get you the
information.
Password.
How to watch Eric Videos? Yeah, I remember like the first couple times I saw a couple of his videos, I was like, "Damn, that's good."
Well, they're French, and so yeah, they're a little bit more rough.
Yeah.
And they have like Peto Coast, and yeah, Peto Coast is one of the early porn stars.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Good-looking guy, kind of on the doofy Neanderthal side.
Right.
Big dick, and he screws these guys within an inch of their life.
Right.
And these guys are always like, ow, ow, ow. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
He don't care.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. There was a really artsy director who directed a bunch, like 7 or 8 short films, and they put them all together. And I'll have to look it up because I don't want to waste time with my memory trying to, but I just remember when I got his films, there were 2 or 3 of them that were like, oh, like he, like one of them was like a guy, two guys like fucking on a subway, and it went into like, and another one, I think one of the ones that he directed was probably like Adam and Eve. Do you remember that one?
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Well, it was Adam and Eve, like YVES, like Adam and Eve.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. So Peter Jerome, I don't know, but anyway, a lot of his stuff was just like, oh yeah, thank you, Daddy. But Anyway, all right. So, hey, real quick, one last rec. Adam Russo at Adam Russo XXX on X. I hope he has a lot of sexual adventures. He has like 275,000 followers. I used to watch this guy in the day back when he was doing porn when he was younger and be like, oh, he's a hot daddy. Well, now he's a hot,
he's a hot,
hot daddy. So
it's a real hot daddy.
He is a beautiful man, and definitely go check him out.
Check the wreck.
Actually, I think I met him once. I think he came up here as part of the porn stuff that MGW and Faces were doing. But anyway.
Currently, LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections.
Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection.
If you think PrEP might be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic. Check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on
both
Smash
whores.
Words. What?
They're both whores.
Yes, actually. So on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major digital book distributors globally. And actually, they're in print if you get it through Amazon, I think.
Send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
Give us a call at
408-692-4827. Once again, 408-692-4827. And at least call and just say my goddamn name. Do
say
it.
Say my name, say my... Oh, wait. Call me by your pronoun. Call me by your penis. Call me by your name.
You call me by Beyonce.
Okay.
Just do it. Call me, leave me a message.
Join
now,
our
pig.
Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS.
Find all our links and our kinks at allmylinks.com. That's Matt Weege, MattWeeGie.
Yes. So we saw Dune 2.
We did. I really enjoyed it, but of course, that's not all. So there will be a Dune 3.
Oh, yeah.
So Dune 2 was good. Yeah. Yeah, there seems to be kind of a turning of the main character.
Yeah. And then, would you fuck Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong?
He's still too young.
He's still too thin from...
Well, he's just...
Young, he's almost 30, I think.
He just appears too young from my
flavor. Too youthful
flavor.
And too thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Same, actually.
Now, you want to talk about anybody else that's in it? Let's talk.
Oh, well, there was a lot of hotties in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot men. So if you're into hot men, and you're into sci-fi, then Dune is for you.
Yeah, and actually, it was really good. It was better than the first one.
Yeah. Well, most of the time when you have an epic like this, like if it's a sequel and whatnot, that's a different thing. Yeah. But if you have like an epic movie, the first one's always like a big lead up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so.
Well, and I like the first one.
Yeah, the first one's fine.
But
yeah, the first one's good.
This one just really, like,
picked
boom.
It up.
Yeah.
And I think the third one will probably be even bigger.
And hopefully in space. Because I like space.
You like space.
Just saying. All right. We love you. We'll catch you next time.
Mwah.
Bye.
Later.
A network of inclusion.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.